The organization has a competitive advantage. That's the third. Delivering the company to the customer, we are learning three capabilities. The third capability is organization has a competitive advantage. How to make your organization has a competitive advantage? It is the extent to which organization is able to create a defensible position vis-a-vis its competitor. So how are you in a position to defend your current stature in the market? So your ability to do that, if it comprises capability that allow an organization to differentiate itself from the competitor and its outcome at critical management decisions. Various critical management decisions impact your market stature. So it's the organization's ability to differentiate itself from the competitor and its outcome of critical management decisions. So whatever the decision that your management takes are in the interest of making a critical difference in the eyes of the customers or in the market, and that's what drives you. That's the capability of the management, their foresight, their vision, etc. The theory has been quite consistent in identifying the price, cost, quality, delivery and flexibility as important competitive capabilities. Now this management or the leaders, etc., they have to decide as to which area they should pursue to create that differentiated competitive advantage. It could be on the price front, the cost basis, it could be on the quality, it could be on the ability to deliver, etc. And the flexibility or customization that you can offer to your target segments, etc. So that way you create a competitive advantage in the market. That is what is delivering the company, in the sense you have set yourself around understanding the customer need and providing solutions, providing support exactly the way customer is expecting, that will exceed his expectation. So that requires a third capability, which is creating a competitive advantage out of what skill sets that you have, what capabilities that you have. So we studied three capabilities that is required to deliver the company to the customer. So we are understanding third dimension of organization as a competitive advantage, then third capability dimension. Today's marketers face the challenge of understanding delivering value and creating lasting relationship. So that's a challenge. One is to really understand what is value creation, value delivery and recovering value. Okay, that also translates into your ability to develop relationships. So relationship is a short-lived or long-term relationship, terminating as a loyal customer, and that relation is with a highly empowered customer. So that's the third challenge. Empowered means customer is today a decision maker. You know, he has many options available to not consider you or continue to be with you. Leaders of most successful companies regard getting close to the customer as a top priority. So the solution to the above challenge of highly empowered customer is to get closer to the customer and engage better with it. Okay, now to do that, deeper customer insights are needed. So therefore, they want you to also spend more time front line and the other people in the functions to spend more time with the customer, and so that you get a better insight that will translate into better engagement. Delivering value today's customer means managing four dimensions of the organization. So value, this thing I told you, it's a complex. To deliver this means four dimension has to be managed by the organization's driving to be customer centric as their third capability under competitive advantage development. So type of solution, the scale and scope of solution, degree of integration of product, okay, constructing a solution that is, you offer a solution which is consisting of various product or the services that you offer, is usually a percentage of a total revenue deriving from the solution. So let's take them one by one. Type of solution, that there are two types, horizontal and vertical. Vertical and horizontal, this is very industry specific, while horizontal, it's more generic across several customer categories. Vertical solution goes in terms of your vertical line of distribution that you have. Horizontal can be multi-distribution channel centric or across several customer categories. Now, best way is generally, as they say, the horizontal by way of illustration. However, the company has to decide what is good for it. There are two illustrations given here. They both are leader. Okay, Sun Microsystems develops and delivers horizontal solution. Okay, in the form of a human resource portal that can be accessed by any company, different industries. Okay, so they make a product which is utilitarian for many industries, while IBM, on the other hand, involved in the development of vertical solution, such industry specific vertical solutions. So they will only develop industry specific, industry solution specific, industry challenge specific solutions. Okay, which puts the agency network on the insurance company's website. In the sense, they will develop a solution for, say, insurance, they will develop a solutions for consulting firm, they will develop a solutions for steel manufacturer. Likewise, Sun Microsystems develops a human portal, human resource, which can be used across different industries. There is a difference. So that's a type of solution. The second is the scale and scope of solution. Strategic factor having a greater organizational impact is the scale and scope of the solution. Scale and scope of the number of products and the nature of different kinds of products that are combined into a solution. The solution that you offer is only one product or one or two product or a service centric, or it's a multi product, multi solution, this thing out of the basket of you as a product or the service provider. Then, and then the scale is whether it is trans, country, etc., transcontinent and whatnot. So this is what determines the scale and scope of solution. For example, small scale in the scope solution would be a local area network. So for small scale industry, MSME, etc., providing them the local area network solution is more than sufficient. But companies which is spread across various city within the one country, then likewise they are there in multiple countries, etc. So the wide area network solutions, etc. So scale and scope of solution is the next one. Degree of integration is the degree of integration between the components that comprise a solution. So earlier slide I told you how you combine various product or how you combine different solution, different service aspects to create one solution. Now there's to be an integration between the two. You at your end it may be a separate SBU. Then in that case, how will you create a seamless where the SBU has his own objective and you have your objective or your client is this, wherein you require some of those SBUs to participate. So that's a challenge. How degree of integration can be pulled in between the required functionaries or required SBUs at your end. They try to provide as many simple services as possible. One-stop shopping for security, catering, journal. So this is about this company. But in short, how you are able to manage integration between different SBUs, taking advantage of their expertise, you are pulling all those things to offer one solution to the customer. But you know that you have integrated it, the back end, very well. Otherwise, that stiffness will be shown, rigidity will be shown, and the client will feel that. Revenue. So revenue is last strategic dimension, is a percentage of total revenue that comes from this specific nature of solution that you have developed and you are offering. Like in Motorola solution contributes, Motorola is a company where the solution centric business generates 10%. Okay. So company will always want to strive more solution, and then they try to see how they can offer this to the customer, for which there is a separate team who will look at various expertise within the organization, try to create one solution and then reach out to different industry to get that solution acquired and you serve them. When the percentage gets higher, like at IBM, the company has sufficient volume to specialize the solution unit that say serve different customer segment. Instead of one solution unit, IBM has about 12 units. So moving on, you realize that this solution approach is working, and in that case you try to develop as many product or your service capability consolidating oriented solutions, and then you go and offer. So doing that, IBM has generated almost, as they say, 12 units, 12 different solution units who serve different requirements of the different clientele. So that's the revenue orientation to the creation of the competitive advantage, which requires a capability for that. Okay, organization is a competitive advantage is a capability that you require to deliver the company to the customer in order to become customer centric. That is what we were learning. The creation of a four dimension of an organization runs counter to most current mindset. Today, the preferred way is to keep it simple and create simple autonomous business unit which controls their resources and who can be accountable for their performance. Organization should be designed to do business in the way that the customers want them to do. So, while the solution approach is predominant, even today it is popular, what it is saying is that the trend is to keep it simple, trend is to offer customers what they want rather than force fit your one of the solution onto him. So that requires a flexibility, that requires an agility, that requires a different kind of organization structure to come together as expected by the client and then render services. So that's about the revenue. All under the game of third capability called organization as a competitive advantage, which is what we are studying under the section deliver the company to the customer. So I hope so far whatever done we is clear. So let me briefly explain you. These are the characteristics of a successful customer-centric organization. The first one is determination. The organization that differentiates itself to be a customer-centric organization is their single determination. Single determination for what? Inclusiveness of the customers in whatever that they do, starting from the need identification, concept testing, product or a service development, process development, etc. Come what may, they may slip, they may fall, they are determined to make a difference to themselves by orienting them towards the customer and their need. So that's the determination part. Focused, they are very focused on many parameters. They know that they are not serving all the customers. They know that they have to build relationship. They know that they have to create a base of a more and more base of a loyal customer. They know that they have to center themselves around the customer, and everything that they do should be focused around delivering an experience. So that's the focus. Communication. They believe in transparent, meaningful, timely, relevant communication. Communication both within and outside the organization. Within is with, say, even employees, the cross-functional team, project team, as the case may be. Outside means various stakeholders involved. So they try to convey to them, okay, what is that is happening that is going to give them an extra edge, that is going to make them consider customer and their requirements proactively, etc. Matrices, metrics. So in short, this company do not leave things open. So whenever they induct anything new, whenever they charter a new way of serving the customers, etc., they put the measurement metrics behind. So that measurement metrics will give them the power to measure whatever that they are doing is enabling them to exceed customer expectations. So that's their approach. Training. They firmly believe that the frontline, back-end team, etc., their skill, their productivity lies in their knowledge, lies in their proficiency of the skill that is required. To achieve this, they believe in training and training. And this training is definitely result-oriented and not the tick-mark-oriented. I am myself from, say, training and development industry, wherein whenever any inquiry comes, the first thing that we try to assess is whether this inquiry, this company is making and the kind of program that they are thinking or asking us to do, is it a tick mark activity or is it part of their long-term capability development activity? So that's what about the training and stakeholder identification. It has to be looked at both ways. Stakeholders are within and outside the organizations. Organizations must really pinpoint that to be a customer-centric organization, customer-centric organizations, which are the stakeholders they need to really pursue? Which are the stakeholders they need to really pursue for themselves? Okay. And that they have to find out. They even include at times the competitors. So that is, you know, so then they benchmark themselves, they benchmark the processes, etc., in a way that it either meets the way competition does it or exceeds, or they benchmark vis-a-vis external other industry. So it's a very stakeholder driven, deeper connect with various stakeholders to find out the best possible way to exceed the customer experience. So that's all about how do you see that whether the organization is a customer centric or striving to be customer centric. I enter into the last section, which is customer centricity in service marketing. What we have seen, probably you may feel are good for the product, this thing, how it is in the service side. So it's not so difficult. In the chapter 3, we have already seen how the loser versus non-entity versus professional and versus leader. So, and then the three areas of dimensions of marketing, operations and HR work together to create that leadership in service industry for your. So starts with your pinpointing where do you stand and then developing your journey towards being a leader. So that's another aspects that demonstrates organizations strive towards customer centricity. Nobody has become leader overnight. So that's the message. Exceeding their customer service delivery experience, the single most important motto for which they have aligned all their back-end processing. These organizations believe in same thing, the way product and the other organization needed, exceeding the expectation. In the service industry, essentially, there is always a challenge of front-end and back-end sync. Those who are customer-centric, they align this very well. They sync this back-end operation with the front-end very well. Front-end team is empowered, and how marketing operation HR works in sync to not only get the customer but create a roadmap for acquisition, long-term relationship and a customer loyalty. So various teams work together, various team works together in not only getting the customer, but after you get them, how the relationship has to unfold with him and how to make him your loyal customer. Designing the customer-centric organization offers a comprehensive customer-centric organizational model. So like same thing we learned in the earlier chapters, the same organizational model can be practiced out here. To be customer centric, firm must literally organize around the demand of the customer. So that's what also we have just touched base. Same thing holds for the service industry, service company also. They have to bring customer in the center and they have to deliver the company. That's what we just learned. That's what this service company also has to do with those three capabilities that we learned. A negative experience may harm reputation of the company. So service failure is obvious because number of touch points are so fast growing and organization strives to provide customer and engagement at various touch points. So more the touch point, the probability of service failure is going to happen. So very important is what is your service recovery strategy. That is what will work for you. Having faced a problem of a failure, how do you connect with the customer, work around him so that he sees that, you know, people have attended me, and that probably will generate goodwill and he will still be with you and continue to be with you. An organization should adopt several important factors such as employee skill, information, measurement, financial metrics, education, light of sight to become customer centric. So this is what we just earlier also studied. So those things, matrices of a successful organization. So the same thing has to be visible also into any service organizations which is being customer centric. So that's also applicable to this organization. So with this, we complete chapter 4. Thank you, friends.